I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, where old cars go to race and perhaps to get transplants. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our conversation about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. Wait a minute now. You and Ron Jaworski? That is a collision. That is a quasar of football knowledge unseen on National Public Radio
ever. I'm sure you're right about that. Mississippi State booster Bill Bell has said that he received a text from a shadowy agent type named Kenny Rogers. Thank you for the sound effects. And the text contained an alleged payment plan for the services of Auburn quarterback and Heisman favorite Cam Newton. This prompted Rogers' attorney to call his client's decision, quote, stupid. It's never good when your attorney calls you stupid,
well,
is it?
Well, that's because your attorney is going to argue stupid and not criminal at some future legal proceeding, since the FBI is mucking around in this case now. You have to admire the organization when you come right down to it. Very few people structure a payment plan prior to stomping all over NCAA rules.
It is NASCAR's ultimate weekend, Mr. NASCAR. Do you foresee Denny Hamlin getting knocked off the top of the pile?
No, it's hard to imagine unless he gets in his car and runs over a member of the France family or something in pit road before the race. No, I suspect he will hang on. I think the Kevin Harvick-Jimmy Johnson fight for second place is interesting.
This week, President Obama named 15 people who will receive the 2010 Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, and Bill Russell was among them. Good choice, huh?
Oh, absolutely. He and Stan Musial, by the way. You talk about guys from our childhood. Yeah, I mean, Russell's going to certainly liven up the ceremony.
Of Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, Heat forward Chris Bosh said this week, quote, he wants to work, we want to chill. What could possibly go wrong in South Beach?
Well, first of all, Eric Spoelstra is about 11 years old. Number two, Pat Riley is sitting there in what everybody except him apparently perceives to be the wings. And he's got this magnificent three-man rotation that has been brought in specifically to win a championship, and they're floundering a little bit. And now Chris Bosh, who's been the least of the three in terms of his on-court performance, has decided he's going to explain to the coach when it's time to work and when it's time to chill. There's not much possibly can go wrong there.
In Chris Bosh's defense, I should mention that he didn't make this comment until after the game in which he'd scored 35 points. He did finally have a great game.
Yeah, I saw that, although the people in Miami point out that they've already had a lot of off days, more off days than they've had in a long time.
The big news in women's college basketball is that UConn, now riding an 80-game winning streak, almost lost to Baylor on Tuesday. Various UConn veterans watching the game were tweeting to one another throughout. Have you a favorite message among those tweets?
I think Tina Charles was less than impressed by Kim Mulkey's gold blazer or whatever it was she was wearing. And she said, and the what not to wear outfit goes to, she typed, I think it's about 15 O's here. And then paren drum roll, Kim Mulkey. Which is pretty cool, actually.
Concern for player safety in the National Football League has led to suggestions regarding new rules, new helmets that offer more protection, and so on. Some have now said that a wider field would make the game less dangerous. What do you think?
Well, I just think it gives, and I think Troy Polamalu has a point here. I think that it gives defensive backs more time to line somebody up and more time for the distance to run. I admire the NFL's attempt to do something about the safety of its game, but sooner or later people have to realize you can't play this game safely. This game is not designed to take care of the human body.
NHL chief disciplinarian Colin Campbell has come under intense criticism after it was learned he characterized Bruins center Mark Savard as, quote, a faker in emails 3 years ago. Campbell failed to suspend Pittsburgh's Matt Cook for a vicious elbow to Savard's head this spring. Do you think NHL players deserve better than Colin Campbell?
Oh, there's no question now. I mean, he's got too many conflicts of interest at this point. He's complaining about referees calling penalties on his son, who plays in the league now. I mean, he can't do anything as regards Mark Savard or probably the Bruins with any credibility left at all. It's time for him to go.
Golfers have often come up with creative excuses for poor play, Charlie. I know I used to when I played golf. How'd you like John Daly's explanation this week for his putting woes?
Yeah, he's lost too much weight.
Yeah.
Can't figure out he's off balance or something. I think balance has been a problem for John Daly in many areas, so I'm inclined to take him seriously.
Well, he says he used to rest his elbows on his love
on
handles
the flab,
when
yeah.
he was putting, and he doesn't have any
He doesn't
anymore.
Have that anymore.
I love it.
Can't he get like a fat suit like they wear in the movies or a tire he can put around his waist when he putts?
Well, as soon as we're finished, you email him.
There we go.
You'll probably get a cut of everything he wins from here on out. Until fairly recently, it looked as if Major League Soccer's championship game would include either David Beckham or Thierry Henry, if not both of them. Instead, Beckham of Los Angeles and Henry of New York will watch as FC Dallas and the Colorado Rapids play tomorrow for the title. Two accomplished teams, but bad luck for the league, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, pretty much, although I'm sure Thierry Henry will be around to give the winner a hand. I'm not over it yet, by the way, Bill. But this will be the third consecutive year in which the MLS crowns a new champion,
exactly, a
first-time champion. So people who are looking for parity, all the baseball people who are worried about the same teams making the playoffs, look to the MLS for how to do it.
Meanwhile, worse luck for FC Gold Pride, winners of the
Beyond their name?
Yeah, that has some problems too. But they won the Women's Pro Soccer Championship this year. They're out of business.
Yeah.
Same thing happened last year to the LA Soul, the team with the best regular season in 2009. I'm wondering if the message in the WPS is, don't be too good.
Heck no, don't win. You'll go out of business. But I also think the biggest problem is they have teams named after what seems to be an infomercial television scam that runs at 4 o'clock in the morning. FC Gold Pride, call now. Operators are standing by.
You're gold, we buy.
Exactly.
Exactly. U.S. anti-doping agency officials recently met with French authorities and members of Interpol as part of an investigation of American cyclist Lance Armstrong. Interpol, shouldn't they have brought in the Navy SEALs, Delta Force, and the DC Comics Justice League?
Well, I think Uncle, too. I think
Napoleon
Solo and Ilya Kuryakin on the case.
Exactly.
Yes, of course, the drug warriors are now making this into an international crime certificate, you know, that's costing them 1 billion pieces of credibility. I wish this whole thing would go away.
And finally, Charlie, it's tough work being Bucky Badger, the mascot of the University of Wisconsin football team, on any game day. But boy, I guess it was especially hard last Saturday. Would you care to explain why?
Yeah, they have to do push-ups for the points that the Badgers score. And the Badgers, of course, managed to struggle through to 83 against Indiana. And apparently at one point, late in the game, a safety intercepted a pass returner for a 37-yard touchdown. One of the Badgers in question said, how the hell am I going to do this with a 35-pound head on? Now, I've been to a lot of football games at the University of Wisconsin, Bill. Usually the people get the 35-pound head on the day after the game.
And they aren't wearing funny suits. Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other books. He joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. The Badgers.